This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, the entertainment section found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And since we're still on the back-to-school theme, Kyle, we're starting today's segment with the word of the day.
And the word of the day is?
Festival. Defined in my dictionary as an outdoor opportunity to listen to music, run into old friends, drink hand-squeezed lemonade, eat funnel cakes, buy t-shirts, and go home with a sunburn.
Sounds like autumn in the Ozarks is what it sounds
like.
It
does, doesn't it? And by that definition, it's a veritable cornucopia of opportunities this weekend, starting tonight with Frisco Festival in Rogers.
This has been happening for some time.
26 years.
Yeah.
And I was trying to remember 26 years ago and, well, failed. They tell me it's 26 years, so I believe them.
What happens at Frisco Fest?
A little bit of everything. You can have all sorts of kids' activities, bouncy things and rides, and the firemen's muster where they let the kids play with water hoses. Really cute picture on the front of today's What's Up. You can see car shows tomorrow. You can see the confetti toss tonight. There's a whole sketch. They open it with a confetti toss.
Where does the confetti come from? I mean, not where is it manufactured, but does it fall from above?
No, you throw.
Oh.
It's toss.
Okay. All right.
Toss implies going up.
Is it in downtown Rogers where this will happen?
It's at the Frisco stage in downtown Rogers.
And everyone will get a handful of confetti and then
toss.
They'll throw it? Okay.
There's live music, Granddaddy Plaid, No Name Kicker, LaFuso. All sorts of things. Full schedule in today's What's Up or at FriscoFestival.com.
And it's named Frisco Fest in honor of the railroad.
Which I'm not sure anybody really pays attention to. Yeah. But more about that later.
Okay.
This is also the VW weekend in Eureka Springs.
And that means not just the bugs, but
the things and the golf.
Scirocco and rabbit.
And the Carmen Ghia's, the car I've always longed to own. Did you know that was a VW?
I did not.
There you go.
I did not.
We have a great piece in today's What's Up by Jennifer McClory, who's a local writer, who has lusted for VW since she was a little girl and her mom bought one sight unseen because she was told they were going to stop making the bug. She tells me that Volkswagens are a lifestyle, not just a car.
I can believe that.
It should be fun. There's a car show at the end of the Ozarks. There's a parade tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And on Sunday, they'll be going on a Volkswagen tourcade through the Ozarks.
So you don't have to own a Volkswagen to go to this and look around.
No, it's free to go and whimper and wish you owned one.
Okay.
So you can find out more at NWAVWA, like Volkswagens of America, .com.
Okay.
Tomorrow is also Rogers Historical Museum Family Day. And that's where we return to the history part of Frisco Festival, because in addition to their regular exhibits, which have an old downtown street and all sorts of fun things, they have a new exhibit opening called Building Rogers.
Yes, yes,
they
do.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, what fun. They've really gone all out on the hands-on kids' activities. You can turn I've forgotten what it's called, a brace and bit.
Okay. I don't know what a brace and bit is.
It was a power drill before there were power drills.
Ah.
It's a hand turn thing that makes a hole in something.
Okay.
You can take apart the underneath of a sink and put it back together.
No, I can't.
Well,
I've tried.
Maybe you
can
learn. There's a level and a plumb bob, and there's a great thing that Gabe Land designed where they have magnetic pieces and you can build a house with the magnetic pieces. Way fun. Plus, there's all sorts of information about the people who built Rogers and the great historic houses and how they defined the character of the community. A.O. Clark, who came to build things at Montanay and then build a bunch of the beautiful brick houses. Great fun. It's a long-term exhibit, but the Frisco Day event is set for 10 to 5 on Saturday, and it's
free.
Yes. Smoke on the water.
Fire in the sky.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, kind of, actually. It's a barbecue competition. And it starts today and continues until late tomorrow at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Oh.
And they're expecting about 40 teams for the cook-off.
So is this one of those things where I go in and I pay a fee and then I eat as much of the barbecue as I'd like?
No, it's more like a sampling. You get to watch and you get to sample.
Oh.
And as I understand it, the sampling is free.
Oh, okay.
There's also hot air balloon rides. Tethered hot air balloon rides, and live music. And tickets for that are $15 to $35.
And that's at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
You can find out more at smokeonthewaterbbq.com. There's also a new exhibit on grist mills at the Shiloh Museum, which is free, a home tour in Bella Vista. The Austin Lounge Lizards are tonight at Good Folk, and they are...
hilarious.
And sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise that they're sold out.
No. So they sold out on Tuesday or Wednesday. And there's a premiere of a new second stage diversity series at Rogers Little Theater. The first show is The Language of Trees, and it's on stage at 8 tonight, tomorrow night, and 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10, general admission. It is, I guess it's rated R because they're saying children younger than 13 will not be admitted. It's a serious play.
Okay.
And you can find out all kinds more because Kyle won't let me have an entire hour show at nwaonline.com/whatsup or run to your newsstand because then you get the pretty picture on the front.
And you'll be back Sunday.
I will.
Becca Bacon Martin is editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.